It's the news according to me, Kevin. I'm Kevin, and this is the news according to Kevin. Me. That's me. So what's happening out there, folks? We got YouTube doing some stuff. And let's talk about that a little bit. YouTube has started this thing today, and it's... Was it today or yesterday? They came out with a statement, basically. I think it was yesterday. They basically came out with a statement saying that they are going to censor or ban. I think the word was ban. I don't have the statement in front of me right now, but they're basically shoving off anybody who has any content related from produced from this point on that it talks about the fraudulent election. So this is political censorship. This is not an open forum. They are well into the editorial stage of being a platform. They are no longer allowing free speech. Just because you say something wrong does not mean that you have violated free speech rules. Free speech allows you to be as stupid as you want. You can say whatever you want, as stupid as it is, and you can even lie. Free speech gives you the freedom to lie or to misspeak, at least. But it also gives me the freedom to call you out. And that's the thing. We're trying to call out people who have committed fraud, and they are not allowing us to do so. Facebook, especially YouTube, that's a pretty bold statement for YouTube to come out. The CEO of YouTube, I can't think of her name, the lady, she got a weird last name, can't think of it. But she has come out, she's in charge of it. And so this whole thing could this possibly be a strategy? I mean, YouTube knows that they're losing people by droves to Parler and Rumble and some other platforms, which I'm going to probably be posting my podcast and maybe even some videos on Rumble as well. And then, of course, links in Parler. I really appreciated Parler. It's just been a really good place to go. And yeah, it's kind of an echo chamber at the moment. There are some liberals on there. So it's not, they don't usually post. They just usually go on there and make comments. And of course, they get trounced on pretty quickly because you can say whatever you want. So it's, you can say whatever you want. That's all I'm going to say. You can't be violent with people or mean, but you can say your opinion and not worry about getting it censored or deleted or called out for it. In terms of, I mean, other people can call you out if they want to. Anybody can say whatever they want to on there. So it's a good, in my opinion, it's very polite. People are decent on there. So Twitter, YouTube, all those companies that are doing this and getting away with it. Of course, Congress isn't doing anything about it. My question is this a strategy by YouTube? They know they're going to lose people. They know this is going to drive people away. Are they doing this for a reason? And these people are not, they aren't just motivated. The people at the top are not just motivated by rage. These people are motivated by social engineering. They have a strategy and they're playing chess. They may not be really good at it, but they are playing chess. What is their move in forcing people to do this? Are they trying to weed out, or maybe in a sense they're trying to herd people into a different platform for a reason? And I don't know. Maybe I got the tinfoil hat on here, but I have for a long time seen behind what's going on. See, here's the thing. Now, I'm a Christian. I believe in the whole Bible as it is. I'm very fundamental in that respect in terms of what I believe is. I'm not a fundamentalist as it's defined as a theology, but I'm a fundamental believer, and I believe that the Bible is God's word, and it's true, and it's everything it says it is. It's inspired by God. The scriptures are inspired, and the word is living in us. The scriptures are written on a piece of paper. So the word of God is living in me. The scripture is written on a page. So here's the thing. There is a conspiracy. In fact, I'm probably going to be writing a book about this in the near future because I'm really getting motivated to do that. So I'm going to write this book about the conspiracy. And there is a spirit that you can't pin down. And you can say, well, Georgie Porgy Soros is out there with his money. He's the Antichrist or whatever. It's very difficult to pin all this on one person because there is this spirit of greed and lust for power that is motivated by selfish nature of man. And even in a person's, even in some people have this self-righteous indignation. It's a motivation to look virtuous. And you'll see this, we call it virtue signaling a lot. It's, you'll see it in society a lot, right? Especially right now. People come out, oh, they're very indignant towards people who don't obey or who don't believe in science or the whatever. You know, they have all these things that they go along with this whole identity politics thing. They're in this group. And they can't think for themselves. They want to tell people what to think, not tell people how to think or teach people how to think. And in the process of doing that, they have this mentality of control for the sake of gaining power because of their lust for power and their greed for money. So that is what's happening. That spirit, you'll have two different groups of people who are both motivated by that same spirit, who are doing the same thing at the same time in society. And it looks like one person is in charge of them because they're following that spirit's orders, basically, in the world and responding or reacting in that spirit. And it looks like one person's in charge of them. When in actuality, it's they're all just acting out of that spirit of greed, and it all just ends up being the same thing. So you've got people in the food industry who are like Monsanto, who are one of, you know, they're controlling their profits. They're doing things like patenting food, patenting plants, because they have a genetically altered plant. So now they can put a patent on that. And they're almost militant about the way they go after farmers and stuff and the way they control that patent. I'm not saying they're feeding people. It's helpful. I'm just saying that particular spirit that they're motivated by is evil. So there's that. So you got the food industry. You have the news organizations who have a political agenda. They're motivated also by power and control and greed, selfishness. You also have just any industry out there, education, the educational industry. Look at that. The entertainment industry. It's all motivated by that spirit of greed, of political power. And you get out there in that world, and all these things are taking their marching orders. All these operators want more of the pie, and they're all operating under that. And it's chaos, but it's organized chaos. And it's organized by the same spirit. Okay, that's my take on it. Let me know what you think. But that's my take on it. So you got YouTube doing this. In my opinion, YouTube's not just doing this arbitrarily. They know the consequences of this. They know they're going to lose a lot of people and a lot of big, like large channels, people with millions of subscribers and users. So, and viewers. That's advertising dollars down the drain. So there's something going on there beyond. I think that there's more of a strategy there. We'll find out more as it unfolds throughout the next year. But I believe there's a strategy involved in why they're doing that right now. I think it's more than just a political, unless they're just politically stupid and think that they're going to control people in that way and be able to actually have an effect. The effect is going to be a backlash from people who are leaving. Maybe they think they've got such a control on it, and they do in some ways. They have a control on the Google search engines and that kind of thing. They can basically render people almost invisible. So just think about it. That's what the Nazis did. The Nazis did the same thing. Other socialist regimes have done the same thing, where they see people as a blight in the society, and they have to be gotten rid of. And that's what they're doing with conservatives right now. So be aware of that. Let me know what you think, and We'll just kind of, I guess that's going to be the end of the show. That'll be the end of the show for this week. And I think probably going to come back with some other things tomorrow, basically based on what's going to happen with the whole Texas lawsuit, because we should be knowing some things by tomorrow about what's going on with that. So thanks again for listening, and thanks for being with us. Make sure you subscribe if you're not a subscriber, and certainly be happy to have you come back in and listen again. Every day, two or three times a day, is what the plan is, to have these shows, my opinion, which is the news, according to me.